From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. Republicans on Capitol Hill seemed to find their voice last week, uttering a two-letter word, no. That's what most GOP lawmakers had to say when confronted with a huge package of tardy spending bills known as the omnibus. It was also what many had to say about the thousands of earmarks attached to that measure. But not all Republicans were saying no, and the ruling Democrats found they too have their differences. Joining us from the Capitol is NPR congressional correspondent David Wellner. And David, let's start with the Republicans. What's with the negativity? Is it because they're out of power and maybe don't like it?
Well, Leanne, you know, I think that what we're seeing on the Hill does reflect a genuine philosophical divide. Democrats tend toward collective solutions to problems. Republicans tend toward individual solutions. But because individuals are too scared to spend their money right now, or they just don't have any money, Democrats say the federal government has to step in and do the spending, or the economy will implode even more than it has already. Republicans, meanwhile, have rediscovered fiscal restraint now that they're no longer in power. So they're trying to be seen as the responsible ones in Congress without quite explaining how they'd get the economy going again. And that means that the only way that they succeed is if President Obama and his fellow Democrats fail. It's not much of a recipe for working together.
So that means they're sort of the party of nope versus the party of hope. And so what kind of effect practically is being the party of nope having at the Capitol?
Well, right now, for example, there's the omnibus that's stalled because of GOP pushback. These are nine domestic spending bills that Democrats put on hold last fall because then President Bush had threatened to veto them since they collectively spend about 5% more than he was willing to spend. But that wasn't really what we heard about last week from Republicans. They focused on the individually sponsored earmarks that account for less than 2% of the omnibus bill's $410 billion price tag. And President Obama, as a candidate, had promised to crack down on earmarks, but some of his top aides insisted this omnibus was last year's business. That brought a pretty irate response from the chief foe of earmarks in the Senate, who also happened to be Mr. Obama's chief foe at the polls, Senator John McCain.
If it's last year's business, then if it's passed by the Senate and the House, send it down to Crawford, Texas, and have it signed by last year's president. It won't be. It'll be signed by this year's president when it should be vetoed by this year's president.
David Wellner, any chance the president will say no to the bill?
Well, assuming it passes this week as expected, I don't think there's any chance we'll see Mr. Obama taking Senator McCain's advice to veto the omnibus. The truth is that a number of Republicans will likely vote for this bill because, despite all their protests, they have nearly as many earmarks in it as Democrats do.
Are there any Democrats who are pushing back on all this spending?
Well, there are some. And, you know, I think it's pretty telling that those Democrats generally come from red states where they're up for re-election next year. Senator Evan Bayh of Indiana, for example, helped stall this spending bill by refusing himself to vote for what he called unsustainable spending. So it's not just Republicans setting themselves up to say, I told you so in next year's campaigns. Now, you know, this omnibus has also showed rifts developing between congressional Democrats and the Obama White House. We saw Democratic leaders refusing to back down on earmarks. There's also a provision in that bill cutting off money for the nation's only federally funded school voucher program here in Washington, D.C. And that's a program that Education Secretary Arne Duncan says he wants continued.
I want to move the conversation over to something else that happened this past week. Some White House officials suggested that conservative radio talk show host Rush Limbaugh is the leader of the Republicans. This is after Mr. Limbaugh said he hoped President Obama would fail. What kind of response have you heard on Capitol Hill to that?
Well, you know, Democrats here are still sore about only three GOP lawmakers voting for the big stimulus package. So some are getting back by pushing Republicans into a dilemma. Either they distance themselves from Limbaugh's scorched earth rhetoric and risk being taken to the woodshed on his show, or they defend a man who has enormous political negatives. A few days ago, House Minority Leader John Boehner lashed back, saying that Democrats were simply trying to change the subject.
Political operatives at the White House have tried to divert attention away from our ailing economy and the Democrat spending binge that's been going underway for the last 6 weeks.
So, David Wellner, with all of this posturing going on, can President Obama get some of his big-ticket items through Congress? You know, health care, cap-and-trade plan to limit greenhouse gases? We only have a few seconds left.
Yes. Well, those would be very heavy lifts, even without all the partisan sniping going on. I think Democrats may end up using a budget procedure called reconciliation that prevents Senate Republicans from filibustering health care reform and cap-and-trade legislation, for example. Of course, Democrats would prefer not having to resort to doing this by depriving the GOP of the strongest right the Senate minority has. But at the same time, they want to move this legislation fast while they still have the momentum.
NPR's congressional correspondent David Wellner at the Capitol. Thanks, David.
You're welcome, Leanne.